Well, as you were saying, Celine, yesterday afternoon with the fires in the general vicinity, the spot fires got into the Moore mine on the northern Batters, and probably the best way to describe that, it's the old part of the mine that is adjacent to the Princes Freeway. It's a worked out part of the mine, so it's not an operating area. That fire is still running. CFA and Hazelwood people will continue to work on that during the day.
Is it glowing? Because I, from my house, which is not too far from there last night, Trevor, I just saw this red glow in the sky.
That was the way it was described to me. I was actually not in the area last night, Celine, but I'm told that it looked like a very big barbecue.
Okay. So what efforts are being made to try and combat that or combat the spread? It's very difficult, as people would appreciate, once it gets into the coal.
That's exactly right. And we've had experience over the years, as you'd probably recall, where it does take time. It's just a matter of working your way through to get to the depth of the fire. As you probably understand, the fire is not just on the surface, but it burns into the old worked out areas. Yeah. Fortunately, it is some considerable distance from the operating face of the mine.
And so, have operations been shut down just as a precaution?
Well, no. But the problem that we've experienced is that we've lost power to the mine as a result of SP AusNet power lines being damaged by the fires. We lost power late yesterday afternoon, which means there's been no coal dug overnight, and we've been in a conserve coal mode with the power station overnight. But even by running at reduced levels, we're now down to only two units operating out of the eight units at Hazelwood.
And how is that expected to affect supplies overall, do you think?
Yeah, look, that's really a question for the market operator, AEMO, but our understanding is that even with Hazelwood operating at these reduced levels, there will be ample reserves.
Okay, so two units down.
Six units down.
Six units down, rather, two operating.
Yep.
Okay, and no coal coming out of the mine.
The last time I spoke with them, no, but our guys have managed to cobble up a temporary supply, which we hope will enable one coal dredger to come back on operation in the not-too-distant future so that we can continue to supply coal to those two remaining units.
All right, so all dredgers are out?
Absolutely. There's no power into the mine at all.
Nothing at all. So yeah. can you truck it out? Can you?
Or? No, we really do need to get power so that we can operate the conveyors. Mm. And we'll be waiting until SP AusNet repairs the power line before we can start to build up coal supplies again.
Have they given you an indication of how long it's going to be?
The last we heard was probably late today.
All right, so maybe late afternoon or
late
something
afternoon,
like
yeah.
that. What sort of personnel are in that mine trying to keep a watch on that fire? Is it sort of your own plus CFA?
Absolutely. It's a real team effort, and it's terrific to have CFA people working with us to try and get this fire extinguished.
Okay. And was this a result of fire coming across the freeway and into the mine, or did it come around from Driffield?
Well, if you can picture where the Northern Batters is, mm. it's a fair way from Driffield. It was more spotting coming from around there, closer to the freeway.
All right, so it's sort of hopped and yeah. then over into to that bit there. And in terms of the stability of the mine there, Trevor Rowe, I mean, that was the area that had been affected by the floodwaters a few years ago, but at this stage, from a safety perspective, is it holding?
Absolutely. There's no question of stability issues. It's the fire that we're dealing with.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Celine.
Trevor Rowe is a spokesperson for GDF Sewers.